3706, penalties relating to vessels and aircraft. Section 243 C.8 U.S.C. 1253 C. is amended. 1. By striking attorney general each place such term appears and inserting secretary of Homeland Security. 2. By striking commissioner each place such term appears and inserting secretary of Homeland Security. And 3. In paragraph 1. In subparagraph A, by striking $2,000 and inserting $5,000. B. In subparagraph B, by striking $5,000 and inserting $10,000. C. By amending subparagraph C to read as follows. C. Compromise the Secretary of Homeland Security in the SECRETARY's unreviewable discretion, and upon the receipt of the written request may mitigate the monetary penalties required under this subsection for each alien stowaway to an amount equal to not less than $2,000 upon such terms that the Secretary determines to be appropriate. And T. By inserting at the end the following. T. Exception: a person acting without compensation or the expectation of compensation is not subject to penalties under this paragraph if the person is I. providing or attempting to provide an alien with humanitarian assistance, including emergency medical care or food or water, or A. transporting the alien to a location where such humanitarian assistance can be rendered without compensation or the expectation of compensation. Sec. 3707. Reform of Passport, Visa and Immigration Fraud Offenses, a Trafficking in Passports Section 1541 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended to read as follows. Sec. 1541, Trafficking in Passports, a multiple passports subject to subsection B. Any person who during any period of 3 years or less knowingly, 1. and without lawful authority, produces, issues, or transfers 3 or more passports, 2. forges, counterfeits, alters, or falsely makes 3 or more passports, 3. secures, possesses, uses, receives, buys, sells, or distributes 3 or more passports, knowing the passports to be forged, counterfeited, altered, falsely made, stolen, procured by fraud, or produced, or issued without lawful authority. R. 4. Completes mails, prepares presents, signs, or submits 3 or more applications for United States passport, knowing the applications to contain any materially false statement or representation, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both. B. Use in a terrorism offense: any person who commits an offense described in subsection A to facilitate an act of international terrorism as defined in section 2331 shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 25 years, or both. C. Passport materials: any person who knowingly and without lawful authority produces, buys, sells, possesses, or uses any official material or counterfeit of any official material used to make 10 or more passports, including any distinctive paper, seal, hologram, image, text, symbol, stamp, engraving, or plate, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both. B. False statement in an application for passports, section 1542 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended to read as follows. Sec. 1542. False statement in an application for a passport. A. In general, any person who knowingly makes any material false statement or representation in an application for a United States passport or mails, prepares, presents, or signs an application for a United States passport knowing the application to contain any material false statement or representation shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 25 years if the offense was committed to facilitate an act of international terrorism as defined in section 2331 of this title, 20 years if the offense was committed to facilitate a drug trafficking crime as defined in section 929A of this title, 15 years in the case of any other offense or both. B. Venue. 1. In general, an offense under subsection A may be prosecuted in any district, A, in which the false statement or representation was made, or the application for a United States passport was prepared or signed, R. B. in which or to which the application was mailed or presented. 2. Offenses outside the United States: an offense under subsection involving an application prepared and adjudicated outside the United States may be prosecuted in the district in which the resultant passport was or would have been produced. C. Savings clause: nothing in this section may be construed to limit the venue otherwise available under sections 3237 and 3238 of this title. C. Misuse of a passport: section 1544 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended to read as follows. Sec. 1544. Misuse of a passport: any person who knowingly, 1. misuses or attempts to misuse, for their own purposes, any passport issued or designed for the use of another, 2. uses or attempts to use any passport in violation of the laws, regulations, or rules governing the issuance and use of the passport, 3. secures, possesses, uses, receives, buys, sells, or distributes, or attempts to secure, possess, use, receive, buy, sell, or distribute any passport knowing the passport to be forged, counterfeited, altered, falsely made, procured by fraud, or produced, or issued without lawful authority, R. FAR substantially violates the terms and conditions of any safe conduct duly obtained and issued under the authority of the United States, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 25 years if the offense was committed to facilitate an act of international terrorism as defined in Section 2331 of this title, 20 years if the offense was committed to facilitate drug trafficking crime as defined in Section 929A of this title, 15 years in the case of any other offense or both. T. Schemes to provide fraudulent immigration services. Section 1545 of Title 18 United States Code is amended to read as follows. Sec 1545, schemes to provide fraudulent immigration services. A. In general, any person who knowingly executes a scheme or artifice in connection with any matter that is authorized by or arises under any federal immigration law or any matter defender claims or represents is authorized by or arises under any federal immigration law to 1. Defraud any person or 2. Obtain or receive money or anything else of value from any person by means of false or fraudulent pretenses, representations, or promises, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. B. Misrepresentation. Any person who knowingly and falsely represents that such person is an attorney or an accredited representative as that term is defined in Section 1292.1 of Title 8, Code of Federal Regulations or any successor regulation in any matter arising under any federal immigration law shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 15 years or both. B. Immigration and Visa Fraud. Section 1546 of Title 18 United States Code is amended. 1. By amending the section, heading to read as follows, Sec 1546, Immigration and Visa Fraud. 2. By redesignating subsection B as subsection D. And 3. By inserting after subsection A the following new subsections, B. Trafficking, any person who during any period of 3 years or less, knowingly, 1. And without lawful authority, produces, issues, or transfers 3 or more immigration documents, 2. Forges, counterfeits, alters, or falsely makes 3 or more immigration documents, 3. Secures, possesses, uses, buys, sells, or distributes 3 or more immigration documents, knowing the immigration documents to be forged, counterfeited, altered, stolen, falsely made, procured by fraud, or produced, or issued without lawful authority. R. FAR completes mails, prepares presents, signs, or submits 3 or more immigration documents knowing the documents to contain any materially false statement or representation, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. C. Immigration document materials. Any person who knowingly and without lawful authority produces, buys, sells, possesses, or uses any official material or counterfeit of any official material used to make 10 or more immigration documents, including any distinctive paper, seal, hologram, image, text, symbol, stamp, engraving, or plate, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. F. Alternative imprisonment maximum for certain offenses. Section 1547 of Title 18 United States Code is amended. 1. In the matter preceding paragraph 1, by striking other than an offense under Section 1545. 2. In paragraph 1, by striking 1 by and inserting 20. And 3. In paragraph 2, by striking 20 and inserting 25. G. Authorized Law Enforcement Activities. Chapter 75 of Title 18 United States Code is amended by adding after Section 1547 the following. Sec 1548. Authorized law enforcement activities. Nothing in this chapter may be construed to prohibit 1. Any lawfully authorized investigative, protective, or intelligence activity of the law enforcement agency of the United States, a state, or a political subdivision of a state, or an intelligence agency of the United States, or 2. Any activity authorized under Title B of the Organized Crime Control Act of 1970, Public Law 91-452. 84 Stat 933. H. Table of Sections. Amendment. The Table of Sections for Chapter 75 of Title 18 United States Code is amended to read as follows. Sec. 1541. Trafficking in Passports. 1542. False Statement in an Application for a Passport. 1543. Forgery or False Use of a Passport. 1544. Misuse of a Passport. 1545. Schemes to provide fraudulent immigration services. 1546. Immigration and Visa Fraud. 1547. Alternative imprisonment maximum for certain offenses. 1548. Authorized law enforcement activities. Sec 3708. Combating schemes to defraud aliens. The regulations, forms, and procedures. The Secretary and Attorney General for matters within their respective jurisdictions arising under the immigration laws shall promulgate appropriate regulations, forms, and procedures defining the circumstances in which 1. Persons submitting applications, petitions, motions, or other written materials relating to immigration benefits or relief from removal under the immigration laws will be required to identify who other than immediate family members assisted them in preparing or translating the immigration submissions, and 2. Any person or persons who received compensation other than a nominal fee for copying, mailing, or similar services in connection with the preparation, completion, or submission of such materials will be required to sign the form as a preparer and provide identifying information. B. Civil injunctions against Immigration Service Provider. The Attorney General may commence a civil action in the name of the United States to enjoin any Immigration Service Provider from further engaging in any fraudulent conduct that substantially interferes with the proper administration of the immigration laws or who willfully misrepresents such PROVIDERS legal authority to provide representation before the Department of Justice or the Department. C. Definitions in this section. 1. Immigration laws. The term immigration laws has the meaning given that term in section 101A17 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A17. 2. Immigration service provider. The term immigration service provider means any individual or entity other than an attorney or individual otherwise authorized to provide representation in immigration proceedings as provided in federal regulation who for a fee or other compensation provides any assistance or representation to aliens in relation to any filing or proceeding relating to the alien which arises or which the provider claims to arise under the immigration laws, executive order, or presidential proclamation. Sec. 3709. Inadmissibility and removal for past bar and immigration fraud offenses. Inadmissibility section 212A2AI 8 U.S.C. 1180 2A2AI is amended. 1. In subclause I, by striking or at end and inserting a semicolon. 2. In subclause II, by striking the comma at end and inserting or end. 3. By inserting after subclause II, the following. III, the violation of section 1541, 1545 and subsection B of section 1546 of Title 18, United States Code. P. Removal section 237A3BAI, 8 U.S.C. 1227A3BAI is amended to read as follows. II, of the violation of section 1541, 1545 and subsection B of section 1546 of Title 18, United States Code. C. Effective date. The amendments made by subsections A and B shall apply to proceedings pending on or after the date of the enactment of this act with respect to conduct occurring on or after that date. Sec. 3710. Directives related to past bar and document fraud. A directive to the United States Sentencing Commission. 1. In general, pursuant to the authority under Section 994 of Title 28, United States Code, the United States Sentencing Commission shall promulgate or amend the sentencing guidelines, policy statements, and official commentaries, if appropriate, related to past bar fraud offenses, including the offenses described in Chapter 75 of Title 18, United States Code, as amended by Section 3707 to reflect the serious nature of such offenses. 2. Report not later than 1 year after the date of enactment of this Act, the United States Sentencing Commission shall submit a report on the implementation of this subsection to a. The Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate, and b. The Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives. B. Protection for legitimate refugees and asylum seekers. 1. In general, a. Requirement for guidelines. The Attorney General, in consultation with the Secretary, shall develop binding prosecution guidelines for federal prosecutors to ensure that each prosecution of an alien seeking entry into the United States by fraud is consistent with the United States treaty obligations under Article 31(1) of the Convention relating to the status of refugees done at Geneva July 28, 1951 as made applicable by the protocol relating to the status of refugees done at New York January 31, 1967 19 U.S.D. 6223. B. No private right of action. The guidelines developed pursuant to subparagraph A and any internal office procedures related to such guidelines, I, are intended solely for the guidance of attorneys of the United States, and A. Are not intended to do not and may not be relied upon to create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law by any party in any administrative, civil, or criminal matter. 2. Protection of vulnerable persons. A person described in paragraph 3 may not be prosecuted under Chapter 75 of Title 18, United States Code, or under Section 275 or 276 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1325 and 1326 in connection with the PERSONS entry or attempted entry into the United States until after the date on which the PERSONS application for such protection, classification, or status has been adjudicated and denied in accordance with the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101 3. Person seeking protection, classification, or status. A person described in this paragraph is a person who is seeking protection, classification, or status, and B.I. has filed an application for asylum under Section 208 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1158, withholding of removal under Section 241(b)(3) of such Act 8 U.S.C. 1231(b)(3), or relief under the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, done at New York, December 10, 1994, pursuant to Title 8, Code of Federal Regulations. A. Indicates immediately after apprehension that he or she intends to apply for such asylum, withholding of removal, or relief, and promptly files the appropriate application. II, has been referred for a credible fear interview, a reasonable fear interview, or an asylum-only hearing under Section 235 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1225, or Part 208 of Title 8, Code of Federal Regulations, or IV, has filed an application for classification or status under I, subparagraph D, or U, of paragraph 15, paragraph 27J, or paragraph 51 of Section 101A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A, or II, Section 216C4C, or 240AB2, of such Act 8 U.S.C. 1186AC4C, and 1229BB2, Sec 3711. Inadmissible aliens, a deterring aliens, order removed from remaining in the United States unlawfully, Section 212A9A8USC 1182A9A is amended. 1. In clause I, by striking seek submission within 5 years of the date of self-removal or within 5 years, and inserting seek submission not later than 5 years after the date of aliens removal or not later than 20 years after the aliens removal. And 2. In clause E, by striking seek submission within 10 years of the date of such aliens departure or removal or within 20 years of, and inserting seek submission not later than 10 years after the date of aliens departure or removal or not later than 20 years after. P. Biometric screening, Section 212A USC 1182 is amended. 1. In subsection A7, by adding at the end the following. C. Withholding information except as provided in subsection D2, any alien who willfully, through his or her own fault, refuses to comply with the lawful request for biometric information is inadmissible. And 2. In subsection D, by inserting after paragraph 1, the following. 2. The secretary may waive the application of subsection A7C for an individual alien or a class of aliens. C. Precluding admissibility of aliens convicted of serious criminal offenses and domestic violence, stalking, child abuse, and violation of protection orders. 1. Inadmissibility on criminal and related grounds. Waivers, Section 212A USC 1182, as amended by this Act, is further amended. In subsection A2, as amended by sections 3401 and 3402, is further amended by inserting after subparagraph J, the following. K. Crimes of domestic violence, stalking, or violation of protective orders. Crimes against children. I. Domestic violence, stalking, and child abuse. I. In general, any alien who has been convicted of a crime of domestic violence, a crime of stalking, or a crime of child abuse, child neglect, or child abandonment, provided alien served at least 1 year imprisonment for the crime, or provided alien was convicted of offenses constituting more than one such crime, not arising out of a single scheme of criminal misconduct, is inadmissible. II. Crime of domestic violence, defined in this clause. The term crime of domestic violence means any crime of violence as defined in Section 16 of Title 18, United States Code, against a person committed by a current or former spouse of the person, by an individual with whom the person shares a child in common, by an individual who is cohabiting with or has cohabited with the person as a spouse, by an individual similarly situated to spouse of the person, under the domestic or family violence laws of the jurisdiction where the offense occurs, or by any other individual against a person who is protected from that INDIVIDUALS Act under the domestic or family violence laws of the United States, or any state, Indian tribal government, or unit of local or foreign government. A. Violators of protection orders. I. In general, any alien who at any time is enjoined under a protection order issued by a court and whom the court determines has engaged in conduct that constitutes criminal contempt of the portion of the protection order that involves protection against credible threats of violence, repeated harassment, or bodily injury to the person or persons for whom the protection order was issued is inadmissible. II. Protection order defined in this clause. The term protection order means any injunction issued for the purpose of preventing violent or threatening acts of domestic violence, including temporary or final orders issued by civil or criminal courts other than support or child custody orders or provisions, whether obtained by filing an independent action or as an independent order in another proceeding. II. Applicability. This subparagraph shall not apply to an alien who has been battered or subjected to extreme cruelty and who is not and was not the primary perpetrator of violence in the relationship upon a determination by the Attorney General or the Secretary of Homeland Security that I. The alien was acting in self-defense. II. The alien was found to have violated a protection order intended to protect the alien. Or II. The alien committed, was arrested for, was convicted of, or pled guilty to committing a crime that did not result in serious bodily injury. And B. In subsection H. I, by striking, the Attorney General may, in his discretion, waive the application of subparagraphs AII, BB, and E of subsection A2, and inserting the Attorney General or the Secretary of Homeland Security may waive the application of subparagraphs AII, BB, and E of subsection A2, and A, by inserting or the Secretary of Homeland Security after the Attorney General, each place that term appears, to effective date, the amendments made by this subsection shall apply to any acts that occur on or after the date of the enactment of this Act.